This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I was driving some people for Uber up here the other day, and I could obviously tell that they were they had been drinking, maybe even smoking a little bit, but I had to drive them because they were going to their work to have a couple more beers. And the first one of the first things he says when he gets in the car is like, "Hey, you're not one of those millennial snowflakes, are you?" And I'm like, "No, not at all. Why would you think that?" He's like, "Good. I'm so sick of them." I'm like, how are they? And he just kind of changed the subject. I don't know. He couldn't keep a fluid conversation with me. It kept changing so drastically. But I found it funny that he's getting in my car asking me that. And I think the same thing. It's just, you see all this garbage going around right now. Yeah. The racism, the accusations, everything.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's such a touchy subject, too.
What in particular?
Just race as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
It is a difference between people, but we bleed the same. Our DNA is pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, people go as far as to say, "Oh, I'm from like Salt Lake," and "Oh, I'm from Provo," or "Oh, I'm a BYU Cougar," or "Oh, I'm a Utah Ute." People, they look for any way to fit into a group and define themselves.
Yeah.
And doing so, they're actually putting up divisions and borders and walls between other groups of people, you know?
Right.
It's just all the same stuff. "Oh, I'm from Utah. Oh, I don't like California people." You know, like, what the heck? We're all American.
Yeah.
Or, "Oh, I'm American. I don't like Canadians." Big whoopee, we're all North American or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
There's not much that really separates any of us. I mean, once you start crossing into other countries, though, there are more drastic changes in culture.
But that's culture. It's not...
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, they're not a different species. We're the same species.
No, definitely. I got along with a lot of the Hispanic population, and I didn't see any problem. But sometimes, yeah, they would try to start shit with me. They'd be like, "Oh, hey, you're American. You think you're better than us." And I'm like, "What the freak, man? Why are you doing this to me?"
Yeah.
"I'm better than you. That's why I'm down in this armpit." I enjoyed my time there, but it was pretty dirty.
Mm. I think a lot of it is we just... I've never really felt this, but I've heard people say that there's a psychological need for competition and
possibly
just and we don't really have wars like they did back in the days when being in a tribe was how you survived, because there was constant fighting going on and competition for resources. But
what would you call it, like a natural instinct of survival?
But like, I've never really felt that. Even with like playing games, I much prefer to play PvE over PvP. Like, I don't know. I don't like the competition side of it. It's just, I don't know, it's weird.
Right. It's definitely something that drives people. I mean, some people, in an analysis view, it's necessary for growth and progression.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's extremes of it where you can cause harm or neglect, and only the strongest survive.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary nowadays. I really don't. Because there's plenty resources to go around. We don't really need to compete and fight over things. I don't know. I'm not much into business things. Like, I don't want to be the top dog, has all the money. I don't think I'd enjoy that. but I don't know. It's weird. I don't see the need for it.
There's all these phrases like keeping up with the Joneses, you know, you gotta appearances and everything.
Yeah.
Compare yourselves to your neighbors. It's not good. It's not healthy. Oh, the neighbors bought a boat. Well, we're going to get a boat. Oh, we're going to install a pool for our boat, too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we got to get all these fancy toys that we're never going to use.
That's weird.
Snowmobiles and stuff, right? We'll drive them once a year and keep them in the shed.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I wish I could remember this guy's name. He does true altruism. And he donates everything he makes more than
his living.
Say it's like $30,000 a year. He donates to charity,
right?
And
keeps what he needs to live.
Right, right. Oh, what's his name? Is it Will McCaskill? I want to say it's Will McCaskill. Yeah, it's him. William McCaskill. Yeah, he does that. That's cool.
I think I love Keanu Reeves as well, though. You know how he's made a lot of money off of the Matrix movies?
Right.
And also from his John Wick movies, the most recent ones, which are dope, by the way. I love them. He had, I want to say, I'm going to totally screw this up. I probably should just look it up. But his family, his wife, something happened to her. I think she died. Their daughter, blah, blah, blah. Something about leukemia.
Mm.
And he donates a crap ton of money from his Matrix earnings as well. I think it was like 70%. And as well as his John Wick ones towards the leukemia foundations and stuff like that. You see people posting pictures on social media of him riding the train. I guess he rides the train like a public person. He doesn't dress elegant like most celebrities do. Dresses in like jeans and like a shirt with like a, maybe like a blazer or something, like anybody would that would be going to work, you know,
right,
on the train. But yeah, Keanu Reeves is a really great guy. He just has he has a hand that was dealt to him that was very rough, but he copes with it and moves, life goes on, you know.
Wow.
He's one of my more favorite generous people, you know, and that is rich or relatively rich. I guess Bill Gates, he also is one of the greater ones.
Yeah. Well, he actually got our high school started. Exactly. He donated a lot of money to where we went to high school.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, people like that that are generous are amazing. I mean, I props to them, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, we need more people like that in the world.
No kidding. What's his face died recently? Was it Rothschild?
I thought it was Rockefeller.
One of the two. I think it was Rockefeller, too.
I saw a hilarious picture.
They are so evil looking. I mean, you just look at those people and you can't see an ounce of good in them.
Yeah.
They freak me out.
I'll have to send you this meme when I find it. But it said
something about the eyes of the windows.
When Rockefeller passed. So let's reflect on that time that he played Gothmog in Lord of the Rings.
he's the
one that's got the jacked up face.
Yeah, yeah, the albino one.
Yeah.
Not the albino orc.
He's like pink. Yeah,
the pink one.
Yeah. It's, the resemblance is shocking. It's crazy, yeah, man.
I'm not entirely sure, but that orc looks like he had like facial burns or something like that.
Yeah.
They do look a lot alike.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He was the original albino orc. Now most people, when you hear the albino orc, it's the one from The Hobbit that loses his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I could see the resemblance. Man. Tolkien universe is so awesome.
Oh, it is. I can't believe how much detail
goes into it.
Sent you a link to the picture through Skype.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a kick out of it. But, yeah. Yeah, I can't, did you know, electric cars were a big thing in around 1914.
1914, that early, huh?
Yeah, they had charging stations all over New York, and all the women actually much preferred to take electric cars because the gas ones were just disgusting. Like, they'd get nasty grime on their clothes and gloves, and their hair would smell like gas, and right. Yeah, they much preferred to take electric cabs and electric cars to go out shopping, and they had charging stations, like, on every block.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just know that, like, as a power source, gasoline, the only reason we're so reliant on it is because we haven't really tried anything else outside of it, and it's just super convenient because you can transport it easier, you know, it's a liquid.
Yeah.
If I run out of gas in the middle of who knows where, I can carry gas cans to my car. Electric, however, I can't really carry a charging station to my electric car.
You could carry extra batteries.
Yeah, you could carry batteries. Those are still kind of heavy.
Oh, what happened? Can you still hear me? You there? We're still recording, but I lost something. I think we'll have to call it there.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle. I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. Like rare.